Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. I am your host, Fiona, your girly girl guide to the world of punk and rock music and everything in between. And welcome to our first episode of the new year. I am filming this in 2024, but I am posting this episode in 2025. So happy new year to you all. I'm very excited for some plans that I have for Pretty in Punk for 2025. And I'm excited to see where this year takes me and takes the podcast and everything like that. So I'm pumped. I'm pumped to see where this year goes. So for our first episode of 2025, I thought that I would start off with something fun to celebrate the new year, and we're going to be talking about my top no skips albums, which basically the no skips albums means albums that I love every single song, or at least like every single song, and I don't skip any of them, and I love listening to them all the way through. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So to start off this week's episode, though, I start off every episode with a song of the week. I have a song of the week playlist that you can find linked below, and it is on Spotify. I'm a Spotify user, so if you don't have Spotify, definitely get one so you can check out my song of the week playlist. And this week's song of the week is Down in the Basement by Viagra Boys. The name is something else, but I have really, really been loving this band as of late. So Viagra Boys are a modern punk band from Sweden, and they're great. You guys have to check them out. I mean, if the name alone doesn't like spark your interest and make you want to check out this band, then I don't know what will, but this song, Down in the Basement, I've really been loving recently. It is off of their 2018 album, Street Worms. I think this is my favorite release from them, and this is by far my favorite song on there, so I would love for you all to check it out. I've been listening to this on repeat lately. I love it. I'm obsessed. I really like this band because they do have a saxophone in there, and I think that's so different and cool, so I think you guys should definitely check them out if you're looking for something new, if you're looking for some new punk. Not all of their songs are like 100% punk, but there is a lot of punk influence in there and just like alternative rock influence in there. I mean, you can definitely even hear some jazz influence in there with this use of the saxophones. So definitely check out Viagra Boys and their song Down in the Basement. You can find this song, of course, on their album, but also on my Song of the Week playlist on Spotify, linked below in the show notes or the YouTube description, depending on where you're watching or listening. So be sure to check that out. But without further ado, let's get into my no skips albums. So I have quite a few of them. I made a whole list of them. And because I have a lot for each of these, I'm not going to go into like so much depth with all of them. I mean, some of them are just self-explanatory. I love the album. It's great. And I don't skip a song, you know, but some of them I do have some more sentimental meanings to them. And I want to go more into detail with that. So no skip albums. Number one on my list, Danzig 2 Lucifuge. Guys, I don't know what was put into this album, but it is so addicting, and I've been listening to this album nonstop lately. I don't know why, but I've just been really obsessed with it lately, and I love it. It is my favorite Danzig release by far, and I know that it's definitely a fan favorite album as well, but this one is just by far, hands down, my favorite Danzig album. I first started listening to Misfits when I was like 14 or 15, like many of the bands that we are going to be talking about today. And when I first started listening to them, I didn't really get into Danzig until like a little later down the line. But this album grabbed me right away. One thing I love about it is how there's a lot of like blues influence in there. I mean, especially with songs like I'm the One. I love that. I think that is such a unique element to this album and what makes this album really stand out to me. And I mean, for me personally, Glenn Danzig is one of my favorite vocalists, like hands down by far. I think he has one of the most unique voices and he's just such an impressive vocalist. So I love his voice. I really do. 777 is also such a standout song to me on this album because it has like the slide guitar in there. It has the use of acoustic as well as electric guitar, and that is one of my favorite songs on this album. I just could listen to this album nonstop and not get tired of it. And especially recently, anytime I'm in the car, I just start playing this album because I need to listen to this album. I need my daily fix of dancing too. I just love the way too that this album flows together. All the songs just flow perfectly into each other. There are so many songs that really just like from start to finish, like flow perfectly. And I love that. I love when albums are just like so cohesive like that. I love it. And I think that's why it's such a no skips album, because all the songs played back to back are just so perfectly fit. I just love this album so much. It is by far one of my favorite albums. Definitely has to be in my top 10 favorite albums of all time. From the first time I ever played this record in full to now, I cannot get enough, and it is still a no skips album for me. So for each of these no skip albums, I want to give you my top three songs on each of them, which since these are no skip albums, it might be a little bit hard, but we're gonna do it. We're gonna try. So my personal top three songs on this album would have to be Snakes of Christ, 777, and maybe Tired of Being Alive. I think those would be my top three. That's really hard to pick. Like, they change every day. I have a new favorite, but I think those would be my top three. They're probably my most played songs, like standalone from that record as well. All in all, I am just a very big Danzig fan and a very big Misfits fan as well. And this record is just such a standout to me, means a lot to me. I love it. So had to kick off this episode with that album. Another no skips album for me, and an album that I think is criminally underrated that not enough people nearly talk about, is Steal This Record by the Suicide Machines. This was like junior year of high school, Fiona was listening to this almost daily, okay? And I still listen to this in full to this day. I love the Suicide Machines and I love this album from them. This is my favorite release of theirs by far. And I think it's their most underrated release, personally. The Suicide Machines are, of course, a punk slash ska punk band from Detroit, Michigan. And ska punk is my guilty pleasure, but honestly, I'm not that guilty about it. And I think the Suicide Machines by far are my favorite ska band. However, this album is not really that ska. There's maybe like one song that has some ska influence, but this is probably their most like quote unquote, I mean this term loosely, mainstream sounding album because it's so clean. Not many ska elements in here, but I love it. I really, really do. I think it's so underrated. And if you have not listened to this album, please do. I mean, I will say if you have never listened to the Suicide Machines before, definitely start with their album Destruction by Definition, because I think that's a great introduction to them and especially into the world of ska punk if you aren't really a ska punk person. But to me, Steal This Record just means the world to me. I love this album so much. First of all, I love the album cover. I don't know why. I really like that girl. I think she's just like, she's cool. I like her. And I really like the sounds on this album. I do. And all the songs are great. I mean, there's not much more that I can say on this album except I love it. I think it's underrated and you should listen to it. Top three talking points for this album. So top three songs off of this one. This is going to be another hard one. Probably number one is Off the Cuff. Number two would be the title track, Seal This Record. And number three would probably be Stand Up. And on that song, you can hear some ska influence in there. So if you take a listen to that one, you'll kind of know what I mean by that. That is Seal This Record from the Suicide Machines. Love this album. Criminally underrated. Seriously, it just does not get the recognition that it deserves. I think the Suicide Machines as a whole don't get the recognition that they deserve. I love this band so much. I really hope I get to see them one day. So that is another one of my no skip albums. Album number three, one of my no skip albums. And also it's an album that I've talked about a million times over on this podcast, but we're just going to beat a dead horse and talk about it yet again, because it is currently in your line of vision. If you are watching on video, Milo Goes to College by Descendants. This is also, I can confidently say, my all-time favorite album. I love this album. If there is one album that comes to mind when I think of a no skips album for me, it's Milo Goes to College. Okay. I still listen to this album constantly on repeat in full without skipping a single song, because on this album, there is not one lull. There is not one part where I'm like, okay, this group of songs aren't as good as the first half. It is just consistently great start to finish. Love this album. No notes. Perfect. Chef's kiss. Love it. I started listening to Descendants when I was like 15, 16. I've told this story a million times over. Discovered them in physics class while I was listening to music on a school-issued iPad. Found this album. It changed my life. Went home and listened to it on the bus and then at home and fell in love. Finally saw Descendants this year, back in April of 2024. Oh, so technically last year, because I'm posting this in 2025, actually. I love it. It's a very sentimental album for me because Descendants is a band that really helped shape my music taste. And I fell in love with this album instantly. Like, it was almost love at first listen, I would say, with me and Descendants. I adore them. I adore this album. No notes. As I said before, no notes. It's perfect in my eyes. This album is like, you know, you don't want to pick a favorite child, but if I had to pick a favorite child of albums, it would be Milo Goes to College by Descendants. Hands down, favorite album of all time. So let's pick a top three. M16, I Want to Be a Bear, and maybe Gene is Dead. I think those would be my top three, but there is not one song on here that I dislike or one that I'm like, this album doesn't need. It's a filler song. I mean, in all fairness, half of the songs are like 30 to 40 seconds to a minute. Like, they're not very long. So I love this album. It means the world to me. Could not have made this episode without it. Next up, a no skip album for me. Technically, this is a compilation, but it is First Two 7 Inches by Minor Threat, and I love it. This was like my first introduction to the hardcore side of punk when I first discovered Minor Threat, and I love this album. This is just another album where it's like those short, fast punk songs that are just like, to me, that is what makes punk punk and the type of punk that I like. I love fast tempos. I like the harder side of punk. That is just what I love and what I'm drawn to personally. So this album, First Two 7 Inches compilation album, I love it. I really love it. And I listen to this album a lot when I am on a run or like when I'm working out, because I listen to it all the way through. I don't skip any of the songs. And also, like, when you're running, it's a really great album to listen to and to fuel you to keep running. So if you haven't listened to this album while you're running before, definitely do that. I highly recommend. It will definitely help your run. And also too, I feel like it just helps your workout go by faster if you listen to an album in full that you love, that you like don't skip any of the songs on. So that's what I love about this. It's like my little workout buddy, this album. So top three songs off of this compilation, First Two 7 Inches would have to be Seeing Red, Screaming at a Wall, and 12XU. Those would be my top three, I think. I think that would be my top three for sure. So had to have Minor Threat in here, of course. Next up, an album from another one of my favorite punk bands, and another no skips album for me, No Control by Bad Religion. No skips. No skips. And same with Suffer as well. But these are like neck and neck, No Control and Suffer, but I've talked about Suffer many times before now, so I decided that I would talk about No Control in this episode, but it's another no skips for me. I love it. This is another album that I listen to a lot when I'm on a run or working out or something, because I don't skip it. So I don't have to like keep changing songs. I just play it all the way through. I love Bad Religion. I've always admired Greg Graffin. I think he's so impressive and so intelligent. I love his lyrics. I think he's a really, really great lyricist. And I love Bad Religion's use of harmonies. And I think they are just great musicians and composers all in all. I love Bad Religion. I am a Bad Religion stan, okay? I mean, this album is just like really quintessential Bad Religion. I think if you listen to this album, you really get a sense for who they are. They have their really like politically charged lyrics and like socially aware lyrics, which I love. I love when songs just have like those deep meanings, especially punk songs. And this is just what I love about this album and what I love about Greg Graffin's lyrics as a whole. And you can find this on any Bad Religion album, but especially this album. This album just really speaks volumes to me. I love it. Top three songs on this one. And again, all of these, I'm really, really trying, okay, to like narrow it down to three. Like I should just give you the ones that aren't. Bear with me. But I think off of No Control, my top three would definitely have to be Big Bang, Automatic Man, I Want to Conquer the World. I think those are my top three, but it's really hard, guys. Like this is near impossible, okay? But anyway, could not make this list without Bad Religion, and especially not without this album. So that is No Control by Bad Religion. Next up is a release from a band that I actually haven't talked about before on this channel, I don't think. And that is Together Pangea. And if you're watching this and you're also a Together Pangea fan, let me know. I think they are just so underrated, really criminally underrated. And I love them. They are one of the first bands that I really got into early days in high school. And the album that I've chosen from them is Battleac. This is my all-time favorite release from them. Like it's on top. Okay. This is peak Together Pangea, in my opinion. I mean, from the opening song, Alive, it just really hits you with the like aggressive energy. This is one of those albums where like sometimes if I'm not really sure what I'm in the mood for, it's a good album that I can just put on because I know all the songs, I know all the words, I've been listening to it forever, and it's just like mindless, you know, because I love it so much. And it's just one of those albums that I can kind of keep listening to over and over again, and I don't get tired of it. I mean, I still have that same feeling listening to it now that I did when I was like a 14-year-old high school kid and I first discovered this band and was like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. I like it because it really does have a lot of like those classic punk elements, but it is more on the modern side and I love it. The vocals are harsh. They have those heavier guitar tones and a lot of like the fast-paced four chord strumming that punk is so known for. So I love it as a punk fan. So I love it as someone that is such a huge fan of like all the classic punk bands. It's a really great modern punk album, I would say. So if you have never listened to Together Pangea, you have to start with this release. I think it's their best release. That is just my opinion, but I'm sure other people would agree with me on that. And it's no skips at all on this album. So top three on this album would have to be Alive, Depressed, and River. I think those would be my top three. No skips, no notes. Please go listen to it. If you've never listened to them before, highly recommend. Okay, next up, this album is so perfectly named because it is this band's best album. Greatest Hits by Remo Drive. Okay. I was about 16 or 17 when this album came out and instantly I fell in love with it. Unfortunately, going to be so honest with you all, I don't really like the releases after this one. I've really tried it with this band because I loved this album so much when it first came out and listened to it on repeat. And I really, really have wanted to like their newer stuff. I just don't. And that's okay. That is my opinion. If you like their newer stuff, more power to you. So happy for you. But me personally, it's just not for me. Greatest Hits by Remo Drive is so aptly named because it's their best album, in my opinion, and I don't skip a single song on it. I love every single song on this album. So Remo Drive is a band from Minnesota, and at the time of the release of Greatest Hits, it was a three-piece band, but to my knowledge, I think it's just two main band members as of now. I could be mistaken on that, but off of the top of my head, I believe that it is just two like main band members and then some touring members. I definitely hear punk influences in there, but I wouldn't say that they're like 100% a punk band. I would say that they are modern rock, alt rock. They take a lot of influences in there, even like some indie influences in there. So they're a mixture of everything, but I would just say that they're like a modern rock band. That is what I would classify them as. So if you're looking for something that is like super hardcore punk, I wouldn't say that this is that, but this album is just, again, perfectly named because it is just, it's their greatest hits. It really is their greatest hits. I mean, if you go to their Spotify, like they have had since Greatest Hits, they've had 4 other albums since Greatest Hits. Okay. And when you go to their Spotify, their top 5 songs are all from Greatest Hits. Okay. And it's just, it's what it is. They really dropped a Greatest Hits album right out of the gate and just never looked back. So I love that for them. I really do. I think the name is just really iconic. So top 3 favorite songs would have to be Crash Test Rating, Strawberita, and Art School. Those would be my top 3. When I hear these songs, I'm just transported back to like my last 2 semesters of senior year of high school, because that's senior year of high school for me was when this album came out. And I couldn't even tell you how I discovered it. I think it probably just came up on Twitter for me or something, because I was so like ingrained in music Twitter at this point in my life. So I probably discovered it on there, but it's their greatest hits. So that is Greatest Hits by Remo Drive. Urge you to check it out if you haven't before. Of course, check out their other releases as well. For me, they're not for me, but you may like them. So I will leave you with that. Okay, next up, one of my favorite bands of all time, probably my second favorite band, I would say, is, you're looking at them if you're watching a video, Misfits, okay? I've talked about them a million times. I already talked about Just Danzig on this episode, so let's take it all the way back and talk about Static Age. I've talked about the history of Static Age on this channel before, so don't want to go super into depth. Basically, was the first album they ever recorded in the 70s, but was not released until the 90s when they released the Misfits box set. So that is a little backstory there, but I love this album. Static Age, I love, because it's really, when you listen to the whole Danzig era discography and you go from Static Age to Earth AD, you really hear the growth in their sound, how it goes from a lot of like 50s-ish rock influence mixed in with punk, and then all the way to like hardcore punk, almost leaning on the verge of metal. It's cool. So I like listening to their discography like full on, and this album I really, really love, and I don't skip a single song on this album. I like that you have the more punk sounding songs. I like that you have some of the more like 1950s inspired-esque songs on here, and some of the most iconic, most well-known Misfit songs are on here. Last Caress, We Are 138, Hybrid Moments. I mean, those 3 are iconic. Like, even people who aren't diehard Misfits fans, they know those songs. For me, I can just listen to this album on repeat and not get tired of it. I love it. I think the sound is very unique. Of course, I talked about his voice, you know, only 10 minutes ago on this episode, but I think Glenn Danzig's voice is just so unique and so cool. He by far is my favorite punk vocalist and just like vocalists all in all, I think. And it's also really cool hearing, because obviously this was the first album that Misfits recorded, so it's cool hearing his vocal progression from this album to like Danzig stuff, like on Danzig 2, Lucifuge. I think it's really cool hearing his vocals mature and grow, and I love it. So that's why I love being both a Misfits and a Danzig fan. But anyway, I talk about Misfits like literally every other episode on this podcast, so I'm not going to go so into crazy enormous detail with why I love this album, but I do. I really do. I don't think there's one Danzig era song that I skip. Okay, I love them all. I can't think of one Danzig era song that I'm like, I could do without. I really can't think of one off at the top of my head. But if I had to pick a top 3 off of this album, I think it would have to be Hollywood Babylon, Theme for a Jackal, and oh my god, this is so hard, guys. I literally can't pick. Oh my god, I'm looking at all these names and I'm like, how can I not say that one? But how can I not say this one? This is really hard. We're going to say for now, Some Kind of Hate, because I do love that song, but I do also love Angel F. Not going to say the full word because I will get flagged on YouTube. But I love that song. I used to be in a band, fun fact, and we covered that song a lot. There are a few underrated hits on this one. I mean, Spinal Remains and In the Doorway. Both of those songs are so freaking underrated. I love In the Doorway. One of my favorites for sure. But anyway, I'm just sorry. I'm scrolling on my phone trying to look at all the names of the songs, but I love them all. That is why it is a no skips album. I do not skip a single song on that album. Static Age, I love you, and you are one of my favorite albums. So that is all about my love for Static Age and Misfits. Next up, we got two more, and this next no skip album for me, I'm surprised that I've never talked about this band on my podcast before because I love them. I really do. Another band I started listening to like senior year of high school. If you haven't picked up, I really got into music my junior and senior year of high school. So it's a common theme here on this channel is reminiscing on music from my high school years. And that is Purple by Stone Temple Pilots. This, hands down, my favorite STP release. I love it. And I don't skip a single song on this album. So I don't know why. I really got back into this album my senior year of college. I started listening to it like senior year of high school was when I first discovered them. And I, for some reason, just fell in love all over again with this album, like my last semester ever of college. So whenever I hear these songs, I just think of me, like sleepless nights, finals week, and a lot of ramen noodles. So that's what I think of when I hear this album. But I love it all the same. And I just have great memories of like walking to class, listening to this album. I know that's odd, but I really loved this album during this time and I still love it now. This is one that I actually would love to have in my record collection, and I think that's why it's a no skip album too, because I would just play it like over and over again walking to and from class or like on the bus to class. Like I would just play it constantly. And like this album and Suffer by Bad Religion, I don't know why, these two were just like on repeat for me that semester. And I don't know, it has like a meaning to me because it really got me through that troubling time. It wasn't that hard. I was literally a communications major, guys. Like, was not that dramatic, but I love this album. I really do. And there is not one song that I think should not be on this album, hence why it's a no skips. So my top three favorite songs off of this album would have to be Unglued, Meat Plow, and Vaseline. Those would be my top three, but again, love them all. And that goes without saying for all of these albums that I'm speaking on today. Okay, last up, my last album, we did a top 10. This is new for me. Usually I do like a top five or a top three, but go big or go home, guys. It's 2025 and we got to bring in the new year with some new things. So I'm giving you a top 10, okay? I'm giving you a lot of content here. So last up, we are going to end it out with the band that got me into music, that really inspired my music taste, and that is Insomniac by Green Day. This is my favorite release by them, and I'm going to keep this brief to end out the episode because this is another album I've talked about many, many times on this podcast before, and I mean, there's a good reason because it's excellent. It is my favorite Green Day release. I love that it is on the harder side, and I love it. I love that like the themes are a little bit darker, I guess you could say, and I love it. So it's by far my favorite Green Day release. And if you want to hear a more deeper story on Insomniac, because if you're not new here, I don't want to bore you to death with the same like three stories of Static Age, Mindlogos College, and Insomniac, okay? Like, So I want to urge you to listen to either my record collection episode or my Green Day albums ranking episode. So go check those out if you want like a more in-depth kind of look into why I love this album. But overall, I just love that it's a little more on the harder side for Green Day. I love Billy Joe's vocals. I love that it touches on more mature and darker themes. And I love it because I love the harder side of punk. So I think that this is why it's my favorite Green Day release. So my top three songs off of this album, Stuart and the Ave is definitely number one. Armitage Shanks is number two, and probably 86 is number three. I think this would be my top three, but this is another album that like the songs are just so perfectly cohesive. They all just have they just flow perfectly together, and I think that's why it's a no skips album too, because they go so well together. I mean, it really was like a perfectly placed album. So I love Insomniac and it means a lot to me. All right, guys. So that was a lot. That was 10 whole albums that we discussed today. I mean, some more than others, but all in all, if you've been wanting to get to know a little bit more about me, I feel like this is the perfect episode for you to listen to, because I really went into the albums that have shaped my music taste and just shaped me, honestly. I mean, especially albums like Milo Goes to College, like Static Age. They've really just like meant the world to me as I discovered myself and discovered music. These are the albums that have really shaped me. So with all that being said, if you've made it to this part of the episode, if you are watching on YouTube, please comment down below. What is your no skip album or albums? You can give me as many as you want. Seriously, like let me know what your no skip albums are. I would love to know. And if we share any of the same ones, definitely let me know as well, because I love talking about music with fellow music lovers and especially punk music lovers too. I know a lot of these albums weren't all punk, but many of them are, and Pretty in Punk, my namesake. So, you know, be sure to follow me on both Instagram and TikTok at Pretty in Punk Pod. And I do upload every Friday on all streaming platforms. So Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. I do YouTube as well for video episodes. And that is Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. So you can find me on there. Be sure to hit that bell for notifications and be sure to rate the show as well. If you like listening to it, I would love to hear some feedback. So with all of that being said, thank you all so much for watching/listening, and I will see you all next Friday in the next episode.